know how many of you there are out there. This first song was written by Annie Dinerman from Cincinnati.
I'm sorry that we started late. It was just there were so many women to try to get in, and they had to turn so many away that it just held it up. So it wasn't because anybody was sitting around being lazy. We just wanted you to know that. Well, we can keep working on it. As you see, this is a very hard space to get clean sound in, but we'll try to enunciate as much as possible. I know.
Could you hear the words of the last song?
Well, all we can do is try as hard as we can, and I'm sure the sound women will keep working on it to try to make it better for you. know, it's very hard to find spaces which will allow women-only concerts. And the fact that you are all here and this happened is really important, so we'll have to all make the best of it. This is a song that is a... I wrote about a woman that I knew in high school, and I wish that I had known then what I know now. Remembering back on how cruel we were to each other, not just me and this woman, but women in general, competing for space in society, fighting over petty things, and some women were fortunate enough to find the women's movement where they could learn how to struggle around those things. Some women submitted to the roles that they were taught to play, and other women fell apart under the pressure and didn't have a support group to go to because we're not a big enough movement yet. And some of them ended up in mental institutions. And this is a song about the latter. You dressed in gym socks and tennis shoes so you could ride your bike to school. Your starched white shirt tucked in a skirt revealed defiance, while matching sweaters were the rule. And while the other girls dressed up and went to dances, you played mazurkas at home. Your flaming spirit burned its passion on those ivory keys. Storm, but yet a breeze, you were an artist. Artist, now you're pulled away, locked up in a prison. Now you're pulled away in a safely padded room. Now you're pulled away. They say that you went crazy, but we're coming for you. You had your sights on the Olympics. You looked to women who were strong amidst the multitude of fads and teenage idols. You felt the pressure. Thank you. This is a medley of two songs. The first was written by Ruthie Gorton, who is a singer-songwriter in California. She's a fine writer who's written a lot of songs about working people. The second song is one that I wrote called Kentucky Woman, and both of the songs are about the struggles in the Appalachian Mountains. You'd better listen to the voices from the mouth. These are numbered if you're counting. And the people just get stronger blow by blow. You'd better listen when they talk about strip mining. Gonna turn the rolling hills to acid clay. But if you're preaching all about a silver lining, you'll be talking till the hills are stripped away. In explosions and from black lung they are dying. And the operator's guilty of the crime. But the killing won't be stopped by all your crying. We've got to fight for what we need. Let's seize the time. You'd better listen to the voices from the mountains. Kentucky woman, Appalachian dream, I hear your voice in the morning as you stand so strong and shining before the mighty man as he tries to bring you down with his money. Born a miner's daughter, you have seen the night, the darkness of survival in the broad daylight. Your sister went to Detroit and your brother went to war, and you stayed home to battle with strip mining. Kentucky woman, Appalachian dream, I hear your voice in the morning as you stand so strong and shining before the mighty man as he tries to bring you down with his money. Machines you use are noisy, the air you breathe is dust. Thought of striking, but you know you must. The hours you are working are much higher than your pay, while the factory owner plays in Puerto Rico.
You might just need to know, like the empire's days are numbered if you're counting, and the people just get stronger blow by blow. You'd better listen to the voices from the mountain. This is a song about women and madness. Madness is something that, because of the complex kinds of struggles that we have with our appointed roles in this world, has become a very common part of our lives. And there are the ways that we think about madness that that who are you? that Holly was talking about earlier. I don't mean to get silly about this because it's a very serious subject. About women who have to deal with mental institutions, and women who can afford it, who put millions of dollars into going to shrinks to tell them how to be real women. But then there are the little ways that just surviving from moment to moment in this world makes us mad. The kind of women, the women that Holly was just singing about, hillbilly women, many of them have to go to work in the textile mills of the South in order to keep their families alive. And they have to work under unbelievably awful conditions. Not only is their physical health endangered all the time from the cotton dust that the owners won't do anything about, but they have to struggle with production quotas, like they have to sew 900 shirt sleeves onto 900 shirts in a day, or they'll get fired. And that kind of tension from knowing that they have to do that amount of work is so great that many women just spend day after day sitting at their machines, physically shaking all the time because they're afraid they won't work fast enough. And that kind of tension in your life all the time will make you mad. So this is a song about all those kinds of madness, and also about loving one another because it's there in our lives. This song was written by Wendy Waldman. me see how much to you I want to be. This next song is a song that I wrote very recently to sort of explain why I'm not singing a lot of the songs that I usually sing. It's a song about change and how change affects our lives. Knowing of change as me.
We want to, well, before, is there a place where you're still having a real hard time with the lyrics?
That wasn't a political question.
It's impossible to even hear your answers with all the echo. Wait, just a second. Someone's saying something. What? Oh. I was wondering whether you could hear the lyrics better now.
We're trying to enunciate.
Good. We want to do a love song now. We did this one time, and the audience didn't laugh. Made us very nervous about who was out there. That you're in a very small, dark, smoky bar that has a happy hour. Now, for those of you who have never been to such a place, I will describe it very briefly. You might come in the door and there would be this half moon bar with a woman sitting behind the bar in a long black gown, her hair in a beehive, and red lips painted on her mouth in the shape of a smile, because she is so bored. And it's her job to take requests from these well-dressed drunks who come in and sit around the half moon bar, and they only know one or two songs, so her job is very boring. They know this one, and they know Misty. So you get the picture of them. There's a club down on the avenue where the hustlers come to jest, and a lady at the piano who can play all their requests. But she grows weary of the standards, so she sings her own refrain, until Joe, the noisy bartender, starts in to complain. Lady, it seems, pretty melody, but your words are too full of pain. We just went in opposite directions. We'll start that again. Lady, it seems you write a pretty melody, but your words are too full of pain. People come to be entertained. They don't want to see you act as they are. So be a star, be sparkle, be glitter, be taller, be thinner. Be sure. Well, one night the club was empty. The World Series kept them home. So the lady at the piano was playing all alone. A group came in round midnight, and they stayed the whole night long. For the first time, someone listened to her very special song.
at the piano, but the clientele has changed. You don't see the noisy hustlers coming after games. The bartender's name is Sophie, and the bouncer's name is Jane, and the lady. Did you get it, huh? Meg's still trying to get it. Very funny how different audiences catch on at different parts of that song. Some people start laughing at the very beginning, and so makes me feel like, well, well, going on to the next song. I wrote probably my first real consciously political song in 1972. I'd written a few before that by accident, but this one I wrote when I returned from traveling with the FTA show, which was a show that Jane Fonda and several other people put together to entertain GIs and servicewomen as an alternative to the Bob Hope type stuff.